Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclast, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
Some of the paperwork would say that you're from Syria, for example, that you're coming from Raqqa. So you wouldn't be a part of that
group. Okay, that's helpful.
I'm texting the Islamic names to you now if you want to Google.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Shockingly, my understanding of the language is probably a bit rough.
As you were pronouncing that, I was thinking my best friend in high school growing up, he was, I did policy debate in high school because I'm a nerd. And he was my policy debate partner, is now in the State Department and speaks fluent Arabic.
Nice. It's funny because I was thinking he did
Why
not pronounce
that
right.
Why haven't you asked him how to say this shit yet?
I know, right?
I feel like...
Please don't let him listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing.
Hey, doing the best we can. I do feel like my pronunciations have probably been ballpark.
You're being intentional, so that's nice.
I'm trying, because it is a thing. It's not like it's, you know, it's real things with historical significance. So I've heard some of these before, but that doesn't mean it makes sense to my brain or my tongue.
Oh, man, I'm searching all these. I'm going to end up on a watch list. I'm probably already on a watch list as a communist anyway. So.
You're in the basement on my Wi-Fi. I'm already on a watch list. Yeah, it's fine. Fair. Say hello to our friends at the State Department. Hello, NSA.
It's crazy. An ATF still gives you all these certifications.
I spoke to an ATF officer earlier this week, actually. They came to work. Yep, you weren't there. Okay. Talked to her for an hour. I asked her how much paperwork was a part of her job, and she rolled her eyes. So expect your bureaucracy roles to be a lot harder in the future. I also asked her how much she does the A and the T, and she said not very much. what are you guys doing?
Researching this on Google, and honestly, it's not as easy as I thought it would be.
Yeah. When you keep asking me, where's this place? I'm like, well, it's a province. It's an area of Mosul, and it's also a town. So good luck.
Well, we've got 2 days to kill. What else do we want to try accomplishing those 2 days?
What are we doing at Baghdad?
Letting the research assistant work.
So we're leaving the tablets there unsupervised.
No, I was saying Al Rabini and whoever else doesn't go should go. To Baghdad.
To
I'm assuming
tablets.
Warner isn't going into Mosul, I mean.
So you're making your plans to insert that.
We are.
Okay. So you're shuffling folks around.
Yep.
Okay.
Where we will be over the next 2 days as training finishes.
Okay.
Does it make sense for Warner to take somebody else's place in Mosul?
No. He's useful as a medic, but he has fewer skills anywhere else than anybody else does.
But he does have training in Mosul.
He does.
Okay.
There will be threats in Mosul, and we may not know anyone else to provide medical attention.
We're going to a hospital.
True.
Iraq is known for its free health care, the NHS.
I'm not worried about getting shot in the hospital.
I mean, how do we know that the hospital isn't ice-like?
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But do we want to leave Al Rabini out by himself?
Is there any reason why we would swap him for Nasser?
Nasser has more bureaucracy. Talky skills.
True. But so do both of those women.
Right. But the women aren't going to be able to talk everybody out. We're going to need a guy who can. And Captain Dan ain't that guy.
We need a front man.
Yeah. So then does it make sense for either girl to not go in?
No, I think both of them have skills that are going to be very useful.
I don't think Mary would not go in at this point.
Okay.
She very much wants to go.
She wants to consume the power of the god thing that's loose in Mosul.
She's very interested in this cult.
She is taking notes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then both of my guys will stay out.
Plus, if the research assistant goes feral, we're going to need Warner out to pop her.
Yeah.
The Law and Order Secret Service group, which Arabic phrase correlates to that? I'm having trouble finding anything about it.
So Al-Dawla is the counterintelligence. That's what Al-Jabiri is a part of.
It's not the one you're asking for.
No, yeah, I'm asking for the Law and Order one.
I'm shocked that we keep any of these names straight.
Yep. It is.
We're not.
Al-Askari.
That's what I thought, and it's coming up as a anti-ISIL resistance group in the Syrian conflict, civil war.
Mm. Wrong group.
Maybe it's, yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Wait, who?
Yeah. Right, I mean, exactly. I'm a little confused.
I mean, welcome to operating in a culture and a language not your own. You both fight for God. What is it? The rabbit God versus the duck God comic? So Amin al-Dakili is a unit of Secret Service responsible for maintaining law and order.
Wait. Amin al-Dakiri.
Let's just go like in as Buddhists.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Do what?
So let's just insert as Buddhists.
Yeah, let's see how that goes.
Hi, we're pacifists.
Not all Buddhists are pacifists. You know, we could.
No, I wasn't describing Buddhists as pacifists.
Okay.
Zen
Buddhism has a...
We just go in. Hi, we're all
okay.
We're all Mennonites.
Okay.
We're just here to help.
You want.
Thank you.
Some of them have hyphens and some of them don't. So that also makes it, I presume, challenging.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is working. Thank you.
Yep, no worries. So do you want time to progress? Do you want to chat some more? Do you want to move players around?
I mean, I guess Al Rabini can start acquisition for anything that we would think that we need.
I do also, the two things, so we hung up the phone call, so I'm okay with that.
Yep.
You do have ostensibly two guys huddled in a bathroom. I don't know if we want to go back there or if we're okay with just letting time elapse for them as well.
Yeah, figure out how to pay the lady.
I think carrying a few thousand dollars with them is not an unreasonable request, but I think if you're going to do this long term, which you presume you will, you need to establish some sort of cash flow, use your own credit cards, something. Like, I don't imagine you just took a briefcase with 20,000 or, you know, 20 grand.
Al Rabini's going to start an electronic repair shop in Baghdad.
Hey, whatever pays the bills.
Once he moves to Baghdad, I don't mind trying to set up some kind of...
But you guys were doing some James Bond shit, so I don't want to lose that James Bond shit if there's more James Bond shit to play.
What's Jennifer doing right now?
Coming back from Peshmerga.
Okay. Next day, she should call Irene. Try and set up cash. We're waiting to hear from Gwen to see if he can put together more cash, which I doubt.
Yeah, fuck you, Jeff Bot. I gave you 125 grand. You're the assholes who spent half of it on your private military contractors.
Hey,
it was a good spend.
It was worth it. It was a good spend.
Okay, then do something with the other half of your cash. Don't look at me.
This guy.
So how much cash do we have sitting around?
$58,400.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard for us to get 10 grand.
Probably 50.
Hastings.
Yeah, that's fair.
To cover things for a while.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, you guys could have taken some of it with you.
Enough to get started, but to cover, how much are we talking for 2 weeks?
We talked about it. I don't remember.
I don't either.
Make it 57,000 because Nasser has to support his drug habit.
You see, the more you mention that, he will start fucking with it.
I know.
Well, it already
has just opioid painkillers
on our funds. We went from 61,900 to fuck you, Grady, 58,400. I'm not sure what that's in reference.
You were mad about it, though.
Shit. And the what's her name? Emmeline. What's her name? The British researcher.
Emmeline Hale.
Hale, yeah. Do we need to sit there with her while she's working?
You tell me.
No, I'm I'm trying to figure out what she needs to do her work. Does she need us there?
She is not specified. So I feel like you've only just engaged in the relationship. You've got her there and started. You haven't really explored that yet narratively.
Okay.
Today is the spa day, darling.
300
research tomorrow.
300 pounds a day plus the Cheshire Hotel, which I remember we talked about wasn't very expensive.
Right.
So let's call it 400 pounds a day. So
what does that translate into dollars?
Like
it's usually like 1.5. Mm-hmm, so
yeah.
So we'll call it 2,800 pounds a week. So that's probably what, $4,000? Because it's like 1.5, give or take, I think. In 2016.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. You Google it.
Let's just don't take forever with whatever we're doing. It sounds, she sounds like the type of lady that will stay there for like 3 years if you let her.
Yeah, we're in May. We're going into the best exchange rate of 2016. Right at $1.50 per pound.
So we'll say 2,800, so 2,800 and then 1,400. So if it's $1.50, right? So
42.
Yeah. So $4,200.
You're going
a week.
The wrong way. Aren't I?
No.
No? Okay.
So just a little over $4,000 a week. So $10,000 would get you 2.5 weeks, basically.
So what do you want to do?
I assume that Al Rubini could probably wire you the money from from Baghdad.
Okay. Yep, at least $10,000 just that'll to cover the
covers couple for weeks. A couple weeks.
Yep.
And from there, we need to figure out some kind of income because we're going to burn through what's left.
Right.
We could cover for a month out of what we have, but that's going to eat half of it.
Technically, we can. Yeah, true. So having that conversation, you wanted to explore having a conversation with Irene about the CIA potentially helping fund us.
Funding another shot at Al Rubini.
Mm-hmm.
Al Jabiri.
Al Jabiri. Yep. Sorry.
It's all right.
Did we drop that he's still alive to her yet?
No.
Oh, good.
Yep, that's a
that'll be a nice little nugget.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can also turn it to she's more than likely reported she got him. Do you want to have lied in your reports?
Can
no,
Albini-
then it's funds misappropriated at that point. So
yeah, right,
because they did fire rockets,
correct,
across unapproved territory,
correct. So. She pushed a button she shouldn't have pushed unless it was a sure thing.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of blackmail there without going all the way into her back full background.
Yeah, but she made a point of knowing who we were. She's been checking on us.
Yeah.
We should make that point too.
Okay.
I mean, not if we can do it by funding another shot at Al Jabiri, that's fine. But as soon as it's not that, we can turn that around on her.
Yeah.
So we are going to tip our hat that we might know more about her than
I would say not until she pushes back. If she rebuffs our initial plan of trying to get some money to get into Mosul.
So one way or another, get money out of her.
Yeah.
Go. Well, that'll be tomorrow.
Yep.
Doesn't work. It's not turned on right now.
Did you see what he did? He reached over since the keyboard's facing him and just started touching the keys.
So we said you have $10,000. So you have it's 2.5 weeks, roughly.
Yeah, it was 2,800.
Unless you're pounds. Allowing us to repurpose, and they took that initially, we had discussed me trying to wire the money to them.
I think wiring the money to them is not terrible. You can do it as long as nothing crazy happens. But I just want to make sure that you're going with right now 2.5 weeks is what you've paid.
Correct.
Okay. So if it's five nine. So that's 5-9 is actually the day you guys arrived in London. So say 5-10, 5-17, 5-24 is 2 weeks. So you're paid up through the end of May?
Sure.
Does that sound right? Okay, I've got that note marked. That takes care of that. We're still on the 10th. Do you want to tell me who's moving where? Do we want to go that far?
Al Rubini. Are we sending Warner?
Yeah, if he's not going into Mosul, he might as well stay with Al Rubini.
You guys don't want to send him into Mosul?
I mean, he'll be the fifth man on a four-person team at that point.
Okay. Al Rubini and Warner are both going to Baghdad.
So I'm going to count that as the 11th, I think, to just get it all done. So
This assistant's going to be like, how many fucking people are in your group?
So Rubini and Warner to Mosul?
Yep.
And then who's heading back to
Kirkuk.
Captain Dan and Mary.
We wave at each other as we pass on the highway.
Okay, so I'm having that take place technically tomorrow because I figure it's going to take some time. So is there anything you want to do on the 10th?
That's the next day.
The 10th is the current day.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to say you guys are all talking, you're planning, you're moving things around. Anything that the England team wants to do? Because technically they've got Hale in place as of last night to today. Things are moving. Do they want to do anything on the 10th?
Tell her to get to work. She ain't cheap.
They're like booby trapping their room and all kinds of shit. So I don't know if we want to go play some more spy games or not. If they want to talk to her, if they want to leave her alone, where are you at?
You need to explore her relationship with Rassam a little more.
Oh, yeah, because Kasim caught that she lied when she said she didn't know him.
Yep. I don't remember the booby trapping the room.
That was just added flair.
Okay.
You're being very secretive, which we don't normally do on this podcast. So I was calling back to it.
You were being secretive and he was letting Hastings know that he caught her in a lie.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I believe you went to the bathroom and turned on the shit fan.
Gotcha.
Which I don't know if I ever saw one in England or not.
Really?
He just said that you guys were having a conversation in the car.
Okay.
No, Jeff definitely described being in the bathroom and turning the fan on. It may not have been that instance, but he did describe that.
I don't remember.
Cut it out, Jeff Bot. Prove Grady wrong.
It's cheating if you edit out me being wrong.
Yeah, I don't do that. I will prove you wrong, but
carry on. What would you like to do? Anything from the England team? If not, that's fine. I'll move the day. I wanted to give you the opportunity.
I mean, I don't know
that there's anything that they need to be doing. They're getting her ready to go in to research. They need to make sure that they know what bookends they have and need her to work on.
And you can do that with the research assistant and Dan and Mary before they leave.
Okay.
So you can start establishing that. So I'm good to move to the next day.
Cool.
Sweet.
So we're on the 11th now. On the 11th, Rabini and Warner are going to Mosul. Dan and Mary are going to Kirkuk. The England team has their bookends to provide with Professor Hale.
We're going to Baghdad, but yeah.
What did I say?
Mosul. You keep saying Mosul for Baghdad.
Anything else on the 11th?
Yes. Assuming Jennifer and who was with Jennifer for the Peshmerga?
Nasser
are back at Kirkuk now. Jennifer's going to call Irene.
Sure. Phone rings. Yeah. Irene answers.
This is Jennifer. We need to appropriate more funds.
All right. And this is my problem. How?
That target that you were so sure that we provided intel on, we have affirmative intel that he is still active.
All right. Do you have actionable intel or just the thought that we didn't get him?
Nope. We have confirmed that the strike was unsuccessful. We are needing more funds as we are going to insert into Mosul, and we'll be able to provide you more intel once we're inside.
Well, again, I don't know what you're doing in Kirkuk. I don't know what you're doing in Mosul. Don't particularly care. But what you're doing is not important to me unless you get in the way. So I don't really see where I owe to pay for you to pay off whoever you're working with. I'm not bankrolling your mission. I don't see the reason why you seem to think that I should.
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought that this was kind of your mission at this point.
No, not really. I mean, don't get me wrong. We had actionable intel, and I appreciate that. And I'm glad that you helped me find some names and some faces. But really, the failure of the missile strike is really probably the timing of your intel more than anything else. So, I mean, we're all right. I mean, it's not like we're going to stop shooting Tomahawk missiles over the area. So,
interesting. We just assume that with your position in such a precarious situation that you might want to make sure your ends are covered.
Precarious position, you say?
Yeah, we wouldn't want anything, you know, to bring light to your, I don't know, security clearance, for instance.
Okay, now we're going for it. Perfect.
I'm here for it, Daniel. I'm here for it.
What's it called?
Black man.
Kids in these two schools.
Oh, yeah. If I need to spell out the ABCs.
Okay, just want to make sure that you got the information if you need it.
So I'm assuming she's a smart lady.
Yeah.
Entangle that carrot too. We can get her some money.
Bonus die thing in the system, Jeff?
No, it's a plus 20 or plus 40.
Okay. Yeah, bonus die is Cthulhu, isn't it?
Absolutely. Just, what exactly would you be implying, Miss Clandestine Effort, in an active war zone with Iraqi coalition, who's clearly going in for her own reasons?
Well, we're operating for many reasons.
Don't care.
One of which is a reason that you had a clear interest in.
I mean, suppose, but I don't understand your point. Would you like to get to the point of your threat?
Don't misunderstand me. This isn't a threat. We both have jobs where we make it our business to know about each other. We need some help. And in return, we can give you some help.
Last time I checked, I called you yesterday and provided some information. So I feel like this quid pro quo is lacking the pro quo from my perspective.
Let's just say we might have a way to provide funds for you. Off the record. But we need some funds on the record.
You haven't provided me a body yet, which is what I asked you for. So not feeling a lot of love again in this back and forth relationship.
We do have your list of names still, and we will be in a position to actually possibly make more action on that list.
Okay.
So consider this maybe an investment.
Yeah, I'm going to need something. Right now you're getting a lot, but you're not really giving a whole lot. The intel was great, but too late, clearly. So give me something worthwhile. I'll see what I can do. But right now, couldn't care less.
What's the actual thing that we were going to attempt her with?
Selling the fucking, having the money to sell the fucking tablet, which...
No, we were going to embezzle part of what she secures from the CIA and clear her debts.
Oh, that's right.
Or we were going to eventually use the money we got from selling artifacts to pay her, either one.
Correct.
How do I want to word this? I think the best way to sum up what I'm trying to ask of you, Irene, is that you are not utilizing us for our full potential.
Okay. And what exactly do you feel your potential is that I should invest in?
Is this a secure line?
The CIA. What exactly do you think you have that I want?
We understand that you are short on funds, that you're dealing with some personal issues in your life that might shed bad light on your career at the CIA. And we'd like to try to make that right.
Would you like to make some sort of roll, or you just want to role play it?
Persuade or bureaucracy. Can I choose?
I'll allow you to choose. You get different results depending on what you do choose. Because persuade is more of a social role. Bureaucracy is more of a professional role.
I think she's doing persuade right now.
Okay. Go ahead.
34 under 73.
That's a pretty good roll. The phone line makes sort of a clicking noise. Who are we talking to? Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Let me look at her character sheet real quick. I got my own copy. Yeah. Her score is good enough in SIGINT. Something has changed with the phone line. I don't know the spy equivalent or the CIA equivalent of, like...
She turned off the recording?
Yes.
Expected.
And she cuts you off somewhere within that diatribe because she's caught on to what you're suggesting. You are throwing out a persuade, and the sort of the cold bitch persona doesn't break, but there's a clicking noise and it becomes harder. Listen here, you fucking bitch. I don't know what you're doing and I don't know which game you're playing, but what you're doing is incredibly goddamn dangerous. So do not threaten me or anyone else that I care about unless you really have the balls to fuck with the kind of power I can rain down, okay? I don't know what you're playing at. I don't know what you want. But if you're extorting money from me, you sure as shit better fucking have something. Because right now, your entire goddamn group doesn't have anything that amounts to a hill of beans. And I'm ready to blow your goddamn cover and to, just for the fun of it. Because I don't think you have shit.
What's the guy's name that she tried to kill?
Al-Jabiri.
Al-Jabiri.
Mm-hmm.
What if we could prove that Al-Jabiri was actually involved in something much larger than what you think you have intel on him for? Something that would make your career.
Human roll.
69 under 70.
Nice.
Are you sure it's a 9 and not a 6?
66 under 70 would be a critical.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
It's a 9.
Okay.
Six.
The 6 is curved.
I'm supposed to say it's 6.
Sorry, guys.
You've got,
I threw you the alley-oop, damn it.
You've got her riled up. Rationalization is not the best tactic at this point. You have rattled her cage in a way you've not seen her rattled. So rational conversation at this point is, I don't want to say out the window, but you would have to pull back considerably and get her on board. I don't give a fuck what you seem to think is going on. I don't know what game you're playing, but I'm not dealing with this shit. Okay. So if you don't have anything fucking useful for me, I will shut off the intel flow that I've already given you. And I will do everything I can to make your fucking group's life miserable. And I don't think it would take a lot of power to do so. So I can shine a light on whatever the fuck you're doing. So back off, bitch.
I mean, besides this most recent intel, how much intel she actually given us?
2 pieces.
Yeah, it was
just... Including this.
Yeah, it was that, and what was the other one?
The one that we already had about the tank crew.
Yeah, she hasn't given us shit. Just so you know.
She did launch Tomahawk missiles for you.
Didn't ask her to.
She launched Tomahawk missiles for her.
Yes, she did.
Fair enough. I will accept that rebuttal. She wouldn't, but I'll accept that rebuttal. I think that's fair.
Listen, let's not play coy here. We know you're using us. That's fine. We need to use you. And maybe, just maybe, if you can set the pride down a little bit, you might get something that will benefit both your professional and your personal life.
I'll accept that. Solid. It's a good argument. Do you want help? Give me anything actionable. Right now, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors and bullshit. And I don't know what you're doing, but it's A, not legal, and B, not sanctioned. So it's your ass on the line, not mine.
Says the CIA. Sorry.
They're just sitting in Langley like, God damn.
God bless America. Lee Greenwood starts playing in the background.
We can confirm that Al-Jabiri is involved somehow with a weapon of mass destruction of the likes that could entirely obliterate this coalition force outside of Mosul, if it so chooses.
I will let you make some sort of persuade roll with that. I think that you've maneuvered it good enough. I think that I need a roll of some sort.
Yeah, that's probably another persuade.
I mean, you could take it a couple of other angles. I think persuade is the most natural, but again, you get something different with each roll you make. I feel like this is a pretty critical juncture.
46 under 73.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Say I believe you. Say you're even right. Don't care about your motivations. I need some proof. I need something. I need someone's head on a silver platter. I need intel. I need photos. Give me something, and I can help make it happen for you.
To get you what you want, we need to insert into Mosul. We need the funds to do it.
Give it back. Give me something back. You do get the sense that there's a hard line, obviously, between her personal motivations and her professional motivations. And while you've definitely shake the tree, she still is adhering to the professional line more than the personal. You can kind of get that from the conversation. She's not so she's shook, but she's not so shook that she's just going to give in to anything you want. I need something actionable, anything actionable. You go into Mosul, you give me some photos, you give me even something remotely tangible, and I can probably free up something for you. But I cannot do this on a contact that's given me nothing.
And we can do that.
You'll be hearing from us.
Perfect. Do not threaten me on this line again. She hangs up the phone. Okay. So I'll let you play with that.
Could have gotten worse.
Yeah.
That's a t-shirt right there. Rancor's Brothel. Could have gone worse. So yeah, no, I mean, in terms of what you gained from that, she is rattled. You did hit up kind of against a wall there. She's maybe more afraid of sanctioning something bullshit or siphoning money to a black ops group that she has no idea what the fuck is going on versus her personal, you know, the professional's winning out over the personal, basically. But you did rattle her, and she is mildly interested in what you have to say. So if you could give her something, you feel like that would be an avenue.
I think so. We can give her proof on Al-Rabini and his involvement with this.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Motherfuckers. Al-Jabiri. Al-Rabini is your teammate.
That's what I said.
Jeffbot, fix that in post.
God damn it. Algebra. I blame Jeff because he's the one who fucks it up the most.
Okay, so the danger here is giving her too much information that would make her a vector. She would learn too much. Right. So
she's not depends on if you believe the program or if you believe Sloan.
No. Who's to say that the CIA doesn't know some of this already?
Right. That's so fair.
Yeah.
Be connected to the program for all you know.
Right.
It's also not like we're going to like send her pictures of the elder sign and shit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Like there's pretty distinct parameters of what she's looking for.
I left the conversation intentionally as if you know, you know. If you don't. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have to.
Yeah.
So what can we give her?
I mean, movements on the inside of Mosul, like passing information of this is a barracks, like this is a Tomahawk missile target. Like,
yeah.
Like there's tons of shit that we could potentially give her.
Gotcha. I got the sense, though, that yes, I think she's interested in that. And I agree. I got the sense, though, that she was more interested in this weapon as because I really liked your tack of. It's a career maker.
Well, yeah. If we can give her actionable intel on Al-Jabiri, that mm-hmm. he's an actual threat to the coalition outside mm-hmm. of Mosul, and that she can take him down this time for real and stop that threat.
Yeah.
And she takes credit for it at the CIA. Hell yeah, she'll be right. in the spotlight for the rest of her career.
How do we tie him to the weapon of mass destruction that you? I just think that's a really good angle that you
by
took.
By drawing narratives once we have actionable intel. I mean, we're not going to be able to create a story now to be able to
but
get
we do have the
need.
Attacks you know that okay. could be yeah. testing of the weapon of some kind a
okay,
biological
that,
warfare
because yeah. I guess what I'm trying to get to is I think what you just yeah. hit on is it's how do we phrase it like yeah. how do we tell the story to her and I think that's a good way to do it yeah.
She straight up told us she didn't care if we were right about the weapon of mass destruction yeah. angle like if you give me actionable intel I could potentially help you. Just depends okay. on what we get, more so than anything. I mean,
your expendable assets from her point of view. Yeah, you know,
we draw whatever narrative we need based off of what we end up getting.
Okay,
would we talk about the Pentagon budget? Did we talk about that on air already?
No, the $1.2 trillion lost in the couch cushions
of
their $2.4 trillion budget. Yeah,
yeah. No, I feel like you could.
Or what? How seven? Are we up to seven failed audits?
Yeah.
So I mean, like you know, $100,000 off her back is no big deal,
mm-mm.
but she at least has to rationalize to someone why you're spending $100,000 of Uncle Sam's money, even if it's tangential at best. Mm-hmm. If you were friends with her, maybe it would be different. But since you're frenemies at best, she's gonna make you.
Since
jump
we've
through the
hoops. Fucked the first roll.
Yeah.
That happened. Yeah.
I feel like if you are a female CIA director, you've seen some shit and you take no guff from anyone.
I feel like if it's an NPC that Grady is playing, it's automatically antagonistic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, have you met government officials before?
There are some.
No, not really.
They're just not very high.
Say, who? Your local post office? You know, your local postmaster general? What?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It could be the guy manning the ice cream stand.
He's a
and
friggin'
you would
dick.
Be doing the freaking Turkish ice cream trick on us the whole time.
Yeah, it's fairly accurate.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh.
Don't look at me to solve the game. I'm just going to put roadblocks in your way. You solve the game.
Oh, no. We're trying to use the information that you're giving us.
Correct.
And you're like, no, fuck you.
I made some rolls. I added some bonuses.
Uh-huh.
I rolled like shit. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
That's I rolled least... like shit again for you. Sorry.
That's there, at least
there,
an open
was there a twister die in there?
There was not. But it was an odd assortment of meaningless dice. You didn't pass the bribery success chart in there.
Mm.
It's a pretty low percentage. Mm.
So what's next? You mean blackmail?
No, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Blackmail, not bribery. It's a different chart.
Amazing. Oh, speaking of which, we should bring in some cash for bribes. That's actually, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
How much cash should we bring? We should probably split it up all amongst ourselves. Probably bring
you know, American cash. Does that make a difference when bribing people in Mosul?
Oh, we can fix that. I'm sure.
Yeah. We can get local currency.
I'm just thinking about that logistically. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure American dollars are useful in most places of the world.
But yeah.
Inside an ISIL stronghold might be one of the few places on Earth where it's not useful.
Yeah.
Ah, no.
It's probably
they sell oil.
Well, listen.
That's how they fund their, yeah, I'm sure they sell it for American dollars.
It's probably useful because ISIL took over Mosul after we left it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not to mention all the coalition forces outside the town are carrying.
No, I'm just thinking logistically speaking, right? Like the nearest Islamic State city to Mosul is probably Raqqa, right? So if you're exchanging services and goods, you're exchanging it with Syria. How much is the American dollar worth to the average Syrian person? I don't know.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, no. What runs the world? American dollars. What runs the world?
What were we doing at that point in time? Weren't we helping what the fuck? Assad?
No, we were against Assad. It was Russia and Assad, and then we were funding the
We were funding the rebel forces.
I was just reading an article about how the CIA and MI6, after the fall of Gaddafi, and how we just destroyed the country of Libya to the point where, there were open air slave markets,
as
Gaddafi was, raped to death in the streets with a bayonet in his asshole by Salafists. They all that stockpile weapons went straight to all the rebels in Syria that we called moderate rebels, but were actually some of the seeds of ISIL. It's just so fucked on so many levels.
Funded our own terrorism.
Yes, we did.
I mean, it's just like the, I think I've talked about before, but was it Rambo 3 where they talk about the brave Mujahideen fighters?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, the ones
Charlie Wilson's war.
You mean the ones we were funding in the fight against Russia?
Yep.
Right.
We wanted them to have their own Vietnam.
They did have their own Vietnam.
They used those weapons in, Afghanistan against American soldiers like 2 decades later.
Well, the problem with that is that we targeted not just Al-Qaeda, but all of the Taliban.
Why do you think the U.S. government was so interested in getting the fuck over there and cleaning this shit up? 3 wars later, and we're still nowhere to be found closer to our goals?
American foreign policy. Yep.
You mean CIA's foreign policy?
Yes. Yeah. It's wild to me how, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, they may have dissimilar domestic policy. Isn't it interesting how their foreign policy is remarkably in step?
Yeah. I mean, it's why Central America is so stable right now. CIA intervention.
Guatemala's doing great because.
100%.
Anyway, sorry. I can't. I need to get these things out of my head. I need to drink more. God damn it.
That's all right. We're going to be focused on Alaska for a while now, so we're good.
Bombs over Baghdad.
Okay,
what's pumping oil? Or what else are you focused on?
We're meaning keeping Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What are we doing here?
I advancing the day. That was the only thing you told me about doing on the 11th, because everybody else is moving.
Yeah, I mean, what other avenues of... currency acquisition are we also going to want to go down? You talked about Al Rabini trying to hack a banking system.
I'm actually really curious. I have a strong feeling that that's impossible, but I'm gonna look it up.
What?
Hacking a bank.
Yeah,
but it's a fun thought, so I'm gonna Google
it. You're not hacking a bank.
Thanks for Googling that on my Wi-Fi. How to hack into a bank.
You're hacking a financial corporation.
Right. Oh, yeah.
How the bank do is I irrelevant. Make the end of Fight Club happen?
I just need to siphon a penny off of every transaction, right? That's how that works?
Fractions of a percent. Nobody will ever notice. Boobs on Channel 4. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
I mean, realistically, like, what would he have to do in the middle of Baghdad to try and pull something off?
It's a lot more possible than I thought.
To redirect digital funds?
Yeah.
Probably nothing in Baghdad. So I doubt, given the state of everything right there, that they've probably redirected anything that's...
I don't know.
Well, there's
a lot of digital currency flying around, I imagine. A lot of foreign aid. There you go. You could steal from the Red Cross, you fuck. How about Doctors Without Borders, you piece of shit? Sure, they're an easy target. Roll sand, fucker.
Empty out somebody's GoFundMe.
I can just empty my younger brother's college fund. Just destroy my bond and take money from my family.
Yeah, no, I'll let you do that. The sand rolls should be fun alone.
Oh, man.
It's an option. You could liquidate personal assets, that's for sure.
What about like these companies that are essentially hired to rebuild? Like, you're not going to tell me that there's nobody from Halliburton the area.
Yes. You could pose as a fake contractor. Yeah. Take a contract fee.
That's a great idea.
Something of that effect.
I don't know that he has the bullshit skills to pull that off.
You want to
create well, I mean, ghost corporations.
He wouldn't be pulling the bureaucracy bullshit off at all. I mean, he's using his
SIGINT like to, literally creating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This money goes there instead of there.
Yeah.
And then mysteriously, the contractors never show up. We'll figure out those phone calls in weeks to come. So,
yeah. I mean, if it's a viable option, I don't see why we don't try it. It's not like he's currently doing anything else.
If only there were embezzling rules in this game. It's back here next to the bribery chart.
Need something to take the fall.
Irene. Irene's husband.
Real estate company investing in Mosul.
No, we just tag him as the CEO. Oh, man. Shoot. That's fucking hilarious.
We'll have seals coming for our heads. You know that.
Who is looking into this, Rubini?
Yeah. I mean, I'm literally an NSA crypto analyst. So, like, with criminology and computer science and SIGINT.
I feel like you would know what to do.
Yeah.
Just would you have.
Why are you doing this DG thing? You'd be making so much more money.
Because I enlisted when my Syrian immigrant parents ran out of patience with my constant trouble that I attracted by hacking school networks, police networks, hacker team networks, anything that I could basically that caught my curiosity.
Nice. You know who might be able backstory. To point you in the right direction for a cut of the funds might be our Peshmerga contacts.
Like cut them into whatever we're embezzling.
They might,
and at the very least, we're doing a good thing by funding the Kurds.
Yeah. They might be able to point you in the right direction, though.
Of
what the heck?
Oh,
Al Rubini is a good person to contemplate this because he has a decent bureaucracy score and a decent accounting score, and a great SIGINT score, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not the action of doing it is not hard.
Yeah.
You feel like you can embezzle funds. It's a question of whether or not you can move the dollars around to make it make sense. So no one looks into it. I'll give you that for free. Okay. The big thing is that it comes down to a quantity. If you wanted to steal a small amount of money, easy. If you want to steal a moderate amount of funds, it's going to be more. And then it goes up and up and up. So it really comes down to how much are you trying to embezzle? Because you have access to...
I mean, quantify that.
100 Gs.
A small amount. I mean, if we could That's do like a small amount the and then a small amount
yeah.
and then a small amount.
Yeah.
I mean, everyday transactions between corporations happen in the millions of dollars range.
Mm-hmm.
Like $100,000 transaction going down on the books is nothing.
Say upwards of $5,000, you feel pretty confident you could do with a roll. You feel pretty confident that could be done and that could be hidden without much of a problem. Up to 30 G's, say 5 to 30 G's is going to be a risk. Plus of 30 G's is going to be more of an extreme risk.
Okay.
All of those are doable, but like I said, taking quantities up to $5,000, no problem. Basically, it's if you kind of look at the expense categories on page 84, that's kind of how they break down expenses.
What type of time frame are we looking at to do that? Because I mean, that's something that he could have been doing this whole time.
Yeah, I think that it is each time he does it is going to take a roll. So you're gonna potentially incur issues each time. It's not a slam. If you say, okay, I want to do $1,000 and I want to do $1,000 every day, it's not a slam dunk that you're getting $1,000 every day. Does that make sense?
I know.
You're making rolls each day. Your skills are good enough that you feel confident in it, but you if somebody said, hey, can you do this every day, you would not feel confident in that.
Because it's a risk every time you do it.
Correct. You know, say it's a coin flip, it's still a coin flip each time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes the risk reward of do you try to go for something big that is lower percentage, or do you try to go for something small that would be easier to hide?
I don't know.
I won't give you exact percentages, but again, it is.
What kind of prep work could we do to give ourselves a bonus going into it?
Nothing that Rabini would know automatically. If you guys come up with something that you think is clever, I would give a bonus to that.
Circumstantial, like two corporations transferring funds on a given day that you could intercept or something like that.
Yeah, if you could come up with something narrative, I would absolutely give you a bonus. But there's nothing sort of in the base rule set that predicts, hey, you get a bonus for this or you get a minus for this, if that makes sense.
I think we should keep an eye out for that contractor lead, though. Like if we see something in Mosul that we might be able to utilize, impose.
What were you going
to
ask?
I'm sorry. So are we going with the Hack a Bank? Sorry. Is that what we're doing?
We're not necessarily straight up Hack a Bank, but we're looking to embezzle money.
Okay.
Basically hack into like transactions.
I was reading about a case in, I think it was 2017, where the hacker actually used a phishing attack to gain access to the bank's network. And I think what's nice about that is that it's very low risk, high reward, because you can do it in such a way that you make it not traceable back to you. Mm-hmm. So we could have multiple irons in the fire, just try, you know, make a roll for that. Because if you've been hacking in your whole life, that's not doing, you know.
Yeah. He said, he basically said doing it's not the problem. It's,
oh, it, okay.
Like, if we need $5,000 in a pinch, he can roll for it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay,
fine.
Okay.
But it's more of like the risk is in being found out more than anything.
Yeah. If we want like 30 Gs, that's going to have some caveats. If we want over 30 Gs, then it's.
Gotcha.
You're probably going to get fucked in the ass.
Gotcha.
You would. He's also good enough, since you're using arguably the character who's the best at it. Mm-hmm. If you attempted and it went poorly, you're probably good enough to cover up your tracks if you don't take it. But if you do take it, it's probably going to be found out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but how would I know if I did poorly? Like, so if I make a roll and I fail the roll, I get to decide whether I take the money. And if I take the money, that's when I'm fucked?
Potentially, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you would necessarily know the consequences 100%.
But I'd say we're in a war zone.
What if we did the prep work ahead of time to set someone else up to take the fall if it gets caught?
I am okay if you can find a way to narratively figure that out.
Guys, let's turn this group into like a crime group. Jeff's got the mind of a mafia don.
I was making the joke of, we were talking about setting up Irene's husband as like CEO or fall guy.
I mean, at this point, I would start creating a digital persona that just isn't there.
Yeah. Mm.
Jeff Bot.
Jeff Bot.
What the fuck, guys?
Don't bring me into this. Jeff B. Ott, CEO.
Not gonna lie, I'd be down for this.
Bullshit. Jeff Bot. Get me in there. I want the money.
No, if you spend some time doing that,
I would
theoretically
totally
do
like set up a spoof to where it's total not coming back to me.
Okay.
Obviously, it could take time. I mean,
No, I'm thinking about how long that might take. So let's presuming that's the avenue you guys want to take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It is an avenue that we are starting
so
down.
You're currently traveling as of the 11th, so you're headed to Baghdad. So Rabini and Warner are out for today. Dan and Mary are out for today. Is there anything else anybody wants to do on the 11th?
I assume we're getting into research at the London Museum or whatever.
Yes, Professor Hale, Dr. Hale. I think that's right.
I don't know.
She's doing her thing. So it's a question if the England team wants to confront her, do anything, if they're staying there. They have their own hotel bill to pay if they're going to hang out.
You guys should offer to assist and then figure out a way to trick her into talking about Rassam somehow.
That's a good idea.
With his research.
If you want to roleplay that, we can go down that avenue. It's whatever you guys want to do.
Like maybe ask her about something she would only know if she knew Rassam somehow. Get her to confront that somehow. There might
Talking
be some valuable
mic
intel.
So Jeff doesn't have to turn you up.
There might be some valuable intel there to be had.
Hastings will help out as much as she can. Try and speed things along. Save some money.
So what is Hastings?
I can't remember. Was Hastings actually better in Acadian than Hale was? I feel like that was a thing.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know. She's at a 65.
Yeah, she is. That confirms it.
Yeah, she was like 50, I think.
So what is, who's there? It's Hastings and
Kazim.
Yeah.
What is Kazim doing if she decides to try and help?
That's a great question. I don't really think I have anything to offer when it comes to, like, he's an awesome dude, but he doesn't know any Acadian.
I mean, you could be cataloging the research.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just so.
You see if a gopher. A copy of the Necronomicon in UK versus Greece.
Yeah, that went so great for
what
me.
What you ought to do when you go in the library is just look around to see if you notice any recognizable faces. You know, the people that were following you that you never knew were there.
Oh, God. Yep.
Great. Yikes.
So you're fighting schizophrenia.
Yeah, right.
So you're kind of hanging out then?
Yeah, character, yeah.
Or oh wait.
So like on the morning of the on the say the morning or you know the 11th, the plan is to like just walk up to the library and find her, ask for her at the front desk, meet her in a hotel lobby with a cup of coffee. Like, what's the approach here?
Meet her in the hotel lobby, coffee, tea, whatever.
I mean, it would make sense to get access to the library together.
Yeah.
She's sort of like, as whatever that interaction plays out, you see her in the, I don't know, the dining hall. You approach her in the lobby. Good morning.
Morning.
I didn't expect to see either of you.
Okay, then what are you expecting?
I presumed you would like me to conduct the research on your behalf. Are you...
We're on a... tight timetable, and so while I don't know Acadian, I can help speed things along by moving things around. Hey, I'll even get you coffee if you need it. Even better, my colleague Susan is quite proficient in Acadian.
Yes.
Okay.
Perhaps we could have some breakfast. It's quite early. Figured we'd have a nice insert appropriate British breakfast here. Nothing is
beans on toast. Yeah,
she doesn't strike me as a beans on toast lady. It's too messy. God, she needs something a little cleaner.
You're gonna be working with that lady close quarters.
Toasted tomato sandy.
Roll sand. Old lady farts smell real bad.
Real quick, as we continue to engage in this role play, I want to check in with you guys, and I'm trying to think of an angle to get her to talk more about Rassam. I'm thinking of an angle to do with her work history and maybe a university that both her and Rassam worked
so
at.
You guys identified the bookends, right?
Yeah.
From
yeah.
Rassam's collection versus what London has. Mm-hmm. So you yeah. know specifically if something is not at London and is at Rassam's. I think if you can get her to buy into some familiarity to that, to acknowledge something that exists only on that side versus what's at London, it will prove that she's had contact with Rassam.
Did we have the understanding that they had an entire copy?
No.
No, you're not sure.
Okay.
You don't know between what's in Baghdad, what Rassam has, and what London has, if there's even a complete collection amongst the three.
Gotcha.
You do know that Rassam had a pretty substantial collection, but you also know it is incomplete.
And we knew that that London had the most complete collection
is what the British say.
Right.
So,
I mean, there's a reason she doesn't want to let you know that she knew.
Right.
This trifling ass.
That may not be because of you. That may be because
she was into some shit she shouldn't have been.
Right.
What is the expectation that me and or that Hastings and Kazim are going to be doing?
You haven't said it to her, but clearly you can tell from this interaction she didn't expect to see you. But she has invited you to breakfast.
Okay. We'll sit down to breakfast and we'll try and figure out what exactly we're supposed to be doing.
Yes. I would.
Because there are toes here that we do not know that we might be stepping on.
Correct. Tea here is excellent. Americans, eggs and bacon, they do that quite well in London. They're quite used to that, if that's what you prefer. But yes, happy to converse and have a bit of breakfast. She orders some tea and some water and some juice, and you all sort of sit around a very relatively nice hotel. And she does not seem to lead the conversation, so I'll leave you to leave.
So tell me, where have you studied?
Oh.
And then we need to look for connections between. I can't remember where did Rassam
Cambridge.
Okay,
and Germany.
Okay, so that's my. I'm trying to think how else they could have been connected.
Beep. MI5.
Gives you a she gives you a sort of a very broad personal history of studies in England. You know, she's been to a few archaeological places. She started teaching at Cambridge.
Oh, nice moon chart, Jeff.
Right around 99, 2000 is when she started at Cambridge. Very broad. Nothing that sort of piques your interest. Cambridge is probably the closest so connection right to Rassam that you could think.
Correct.
Okay. 99, 2000. I need to look up.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking up stuff on Rassam. What did she say?
Very bland. Nothing. There's not a huge amount of detail about her. I'll look some more. But she gives you a very broad history of studying in a few places and going on some expeditions and working at different places. Mm-hmm.
Wonder if she's ever been to the University of Mosul.
We'll call it a... No, it probably needs to be a social...
Since he was a professor at the University of Mosul from 67 to 97.
I don't want to use the list. Oh, yeah, that's about
interesting.
How did that escape me? He was a member of the Ba'ath Party.
Hmm. Significance?
Pretty much from what I read about the Ba'ath Party, because I know a lot of people think that when we did the Ba'ath Party purge with the Americans in Iraq, that it was a very, very poor idea, because being part of the Ba'ath Party was just kind of like something you had to do to survive. So a lot of professors were just part of the Ba'ath Party because, yeah.
But the idea was that the Ba'ath Party is what continued to allow Saddam to be in power.
Right.
Mosul's Nazis.
What's that?
It's probably a bit much, but I don't think you're far off.
There were the Arab Socialist Ba'ath Party.
Interesting.
No, I don't have more information on her, but I will take we'll call it a bureaucracy roll.
35 under 42.
Okay.
And 45 under nope.
Check it. Take it.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Hastings realizes that she sort of meanders around like a 20-year period between like the 80s and the 90s. Like she's sort of describing some things like, oh yes, as a girl, I studied here and I went to Yorkshire and I did this and I studied in London and I, you know, but there's like there's a period in there. You're not quite sure where, but there's like a chunk that is kind of missing. Like
it's hidden in a black box.
I'm trying to think. So she's, how do I put this? So she's supposed to be 70 years old. It's 2016. So you take 16 off of that. That's, she would have been
54 in 2000.
So 54 in 2000. So she talks a lot of like, you get the sense that like there's a 20 year gap, like
basically the last two decades of her career.
No, the last two decades of her career are sort of Cambridge. So there's like a between sort of like school and starting at Cambridge in her 50s. There's kind of like, she's not super specific. So say her, so if she was 70 in 2016, so you're saying she's 54, she would have been born, what would that be? In the 50s, something like that. Does that make sense? There's definitely a period of like prime, this is when you should be working. She's kind of skirting around exactly what she was doing.
She was born in 46.
Okay, so she was born in 46. There's a period of her career, like in the prime 30s, 40s, 50s, that she's not talking about.
Pre-academics.
Correct. Hey, I went to school and I did this.
After study, prior to career in academics.
Yes, there is a gap there that she's not talking about. And how about you, Susan?
Which would have been late 70s through mid 90s.
We have her Rassam's journals. We should have checked for her name.
We still can.
Still good. She's just going to make small talk. So if you want to roleplay small talk, she's going to make small talk. She is...
Just so you know, that's prime time when he was at University of Mosul as a professor.
She is...
From 67 to 97. Mm-hmm.
She's going to politely make conversation. She doesn't appear to care about bringing up any of the topics that you've hired her on or talking any more in depth than she has to about the topics that you seem to be bringing up. So if you want her to talk about things, you're going to have to push the envelope.
Well,
socially.
I mean, are we someplace where we could talk about?
I assume you're in the hotel dining room.
Right.
So I'm sure it's London. So I'm sure a dining area in a hotel on whatever it says a Wednesday morning or something is busy. I wouldn't call it private.
Uh-huh. I mean, you might even be able to just pop in and buy a meal there. I would just suppose, even if you're not somebody who's...
She's a 70-year-old British woman. She thinks it's important to sit and have tea.
Yeah. So no, that's not my point. My point was that there could be people just from the public here that are not necessarily even staying here.
Right. Yes. Correct. It could be actually a restaurant attached, like people maybe popping in for breakfast.
Yeah, Susan will do the whole, this is where I went to school, Georgetown.
Yeah. Just small talk.
Studied here in London, actually, for a while.
Oh, really? Excellent. She'll hone in on that and kind of talk about various British or English pastimes.
Okay. Eventually, she will turn the conversation to what exactly this research is going to look like and what are we expected or expected not to do.
It's Kasim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go
follow
the water. Kasim, is this your first time in London?
No, I traveled here when I was younger with my family.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Did you two enjoy the nightlife of London, as it were?
I wish I was young enough to enjoy the nightlife, but can't get more than a few drinks in without wanting to fall asleep. So,
I understand.
Bed by 9 for me.
Yeah, I'm not much of a drinker.
All business then, I suppose. No enjoyment of the various types that London has to offer?
Oh, no, I enjoy it too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see. Alertness roll, Jeff.
At 4, under 20.
She stares at you intently at that comment. She doesn't say anything, but something flashes over her eyes that is disturbing, confused, intently scrutinizing you based on that statement.
She'll hold up a chip.
Ah. If you'll indulge an old woman, would you mind letting me take a look at that? I can't say I've ever seen one outside of movies.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not in her thing, but I think with the shit that she went through, she probably drank.
Sure.
Yeah, 10-year chip.
Huh. I almost say I'm sorry to ask. That is, it seems like quite an accomplishment. She sort of sets it down very reverently. Good for you, dear.
We get through.
Understood.
So you seem like...
said we endure.
But yeah, that was definitely odd. Hmm. Sorry, Spencer, you were saying?
So is there anything that you recommend to do in the city? Do you get out much?
No. As a woman several decades older than you, sir, I tend to sit alone at home and read with the dog.
Oh, that sounds delightful at my age as well.
It's good. There's a sort of a, it's almost like you've passed the test. You know how when old people talk to you and you feel like you're being scrutinized? There's something in the interaction that you don't quite understand that has just taken place.
Mm-hmm.
I had presumed that you would like me to review your data and take a look at the museum's information and sort of compile that for you. I didn't necessarily intend to have company, as it were. I'm not opposed to it, but it was unexpected. You, of course, are the ones funding me, so I suppose ultimately you sort of make the decisions.
I don't want you to feel like we're checking up on you or anything. I just thought we would help.
Of course. It is unusual, but I'm sure we can secure... Obviously, both of you are PhDs. Kasim, you doc. She would refer to you by titles, but I don't know Kasim's last name. Doctor something.
Almala.
Doctor Almala may not necessarily be the quite have the right credentials, but I'm sure that we can convince him to get in.
Wonderful.
Yes, it's a lot of dreary sorting through images, I suppose.
Yeah, we're sort of used to that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Of course. So,
got my doctorate in sorting through dreary images. So.
Good. Like I said, it'll be a bit unusual for me, but financing the trip.
We don't want to get in your way.
No. I think if your chain of command finds it appropriate, I think that we can make things work. It is an amicable trip, after all.
I'll be honest, our chain of command hasn't given us much in the way of protocol. If we're about to step on somebody's toes, I would appreciate a little bit of a heads up.
Of course.
It's not intentional.
Sorry, I'm thinking. She would make a reference, and I want to make sure I make the accurate reference. I meant to look this up earlier. I completely forgot.
Hmm.
Yes, I think that's right.
Theoretically, if she's MI5, and they're telling her to find out what we know, wouldn't she have already known that if she knew herself? What would they stand to gain?
It's a bit like...
floor.
Bit like, I expected the Geneva summit of 85, not quite Reykjavik, but sure, we can make it work.
Jeff doesn't get that reference, but her history is high enough. She probably does.
Yeah, no, it's the meeting, the meetings between Reagan and Gorbachev. They first met in 85 and then they actually sat down and talked in Reykjavik. And I think it was 87.
Gotcha.
So you're talking about the East and the West leaders sitting down for the first time and talking about nuclear disarmament. She's placing a weight on your breakfast this morning that you necessarily don't understand.
She knows Rassam and his research.
Interesting.
Which, contextualizing that, may make sense of why your offer to help is a bit concerning to her. Her command chain may have just said, hey, you're agreeing to do this. You're being very friendly. Let me help. And that is disconcerting, maybe? There are a few other things going on, but just something to play with. And if you want to cross table talk, feel free. But
I mean, Hastings would be very curious about what's about the context of that reference and everything like that, and would be asking questions, trying not to be like overt and everything like that. But what kind of relationship do our mutual benefactors have?
They really do compartmentalize, don't they?
We didn't even know there was another benefactor. Until they said, no, don't go there without letting us call ahead.
Sweetie, the last time you, and she puts definite emphasis on that word as she taps her hand, were in London, you left cold bodies behind. Now,
like a lot.
I really want to quote the Doctor Who thing where, what's his fucking line where it's like, she's a five a lot. And he's like, what's he said? Five friends? No. Five deaths? Yes.
Nine pennies? No. Nine dicks. That's a lot. thanks, Tom Segura.
Let's just say
it's a Wu-Tang Clan gangbang reference.
No, I know.
You got it. I'm glad you did.
I remember that reference. I love his podcast. Yes.
Let's just say this side of the pond knows how to clean house. I'm not sure about our rebellious friends on the other side of the Atlantic. We've had our problems. We've taken care of them. They're not an issue. I can't say the same for you.
Right. I would like to not become the next issue here.
I would suggest we both stay on our sides of... what is the reference? Sorry, 19th century history is not my forte. The Mason-Dixon line, shall we say? Just be cautious. There are many factors at play, and I think that neither of you really understand.
No, we don't. That's kind of why I'm asking now, because I didn't expect this much of a surprise to us showing up to help out.
Yes, I understand the American need to keep its secrets from its own agents. I am far removed from the game, but I am happy to take your money and assist.
Okay.
If you'd like to help, I'm not opposed. I just think that we should proceed deliberately. We have minders.
I assumed.
We don't need to worry about them, but I do think that you should understand the gravity of this encounter. It's the first time in quite some time. And I must say that I'm also sort of nervous, so...
Right. And I don't want to distract you from the work that we need you to do.
Ultimately, what is your goal, Jeff? Do you want to be a part of it? Do you not want to be a part of it?
She wants to figure out what the fuck's going on.
DG the game.
Yeah.
Also, just a reminder that Rassam was an intelligence asset for both the CIA and MI6.
Yeah.
Up until the original Gulf War in 91. Which, I mean, it's her blackout period, timeline-wise.
She might have been his handler for all we know.
As a heads up. Uh-huh. Because we know she knows Rassam. Potential connection point being that.
Right. Does it matter?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, I, for one... I'm enjoying this delightful breakfast.
Well, good. Glad you enjoy English cuisine. I don't think everyone who visits London does.
Black pudding is fucking awesome.
I really wish I could remember what I had, but Broja took a picture of it because she was so disgusted and it was delicious. But it was like...
described all of British cuisine.
Yeah, no, pretty much. It was like a corned beef hash ball, like with a with essentially a barely warmed up sunny side egg on top of it. So you had like raw egg with the salty corned beef hash all mixed together. It was delicious. She gagged when it came out.
Yeah.
Sounds runny.
Well, once you kind of got it all mixed together, then it was kind of like the egg had just kind of naturally mixed with the hash, and it was kind of a salty, meaty, runny egg mess.
I can't do runny eggs.
See, I love like runny eggs with toast, because you take the toast. And,
nope, fuck that.
Nah, I love like a cut into that egg and just let that blah everywhere and just scoop that up with toast.
Mm-hmm. I've had to learn to cook them, because that's how Lisa likes them. I can't do that.
What about?
I don't like eggs that much to begin with.
Monster. What about my mother always called them dippy eggs. Have you ever had where you cook them in the bacon grease? Mm-hmm. You cook them over easy, but you cook them in bacon grease.
Mm-hmm. It's just a fried egg is what we call them.
Yep.
So my childhood was filled with everything cooked in bacon grease. Yeah.
I've always heard of dippy eggs as being like when you poach.
Well, she would poach them in the bacon grease.
Oh.
So she would like.
When would you pull that off?
Holy crap, what?
So you put, instead of in a skillet, it would be in something that was a little deeper so the whole egg could go into it.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
What
the? So it's like it's almost be like the inside
You can poach in a skillet with the oil. You just spoon the hot oil over.
Correct. Mm. So you would take like a, she would usually do them in like a, oh, what do you call that? The side grill that you make stuff in, the fucking little knob.
Yeah, I know what you're talking. What is that called? Like
a, griddle?
Griddle.
Yeah, like a griddle, right?
Oh, an electric griddle. Okay.
So she'd fry up the bacon, and when you fried up the bacon, now you got, you know, bacon grease that's I don't know, half an inch thick or whatever, but then she cracked
it. That's a lot of fucking bacon. I cook like 2 pounds of bacon at a time, and I do not have that much grease. There's no way in hell.
But you fry the eggs in there, mm-hmm. and then you spoon the bacon grease on top of it as you cook it. So you end up with like a poached egg, but it's covered in the flex of the cooked bacon and everything else. So that was
I'm hungry now, man. Stop.
I mean, she would cook it a little bit farther than sunny side up, but yeah.
Technically.
Well, I mean, over easy is flipped.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't flip it. Yeah. But the thing is the heat would slowly cook. You know, as you're spooning that hot oil on top, it's cooking it.
Yep.
So to me, sunny side up is you didn't cook the top of the egg.
Yeah.
With the spooning of the hot grease on top of it, the top of the egg would
poach,
it would cook, it wouldn't be straight runny, but then you had that
still
nice
fucking gross.
My wife's gonna wake up
make like an over easy or an over medium egg with that hot oil on top.
My wife's gonna wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and be like, why the fuck do I smell bacon?
Spencer's in there spooning oil on top of it. I'm making dippy
eggs.
It's
a great idea. I like it.
It's good. It's not good for you, but God,
I mean,
is it good?
Honestly, it's not bad. I mean, no, it's good fat. You know,
it's not good fat because it's salty fat.
Oh, well, I'm going to continue to lie to myself, okay?
Salmon is good fat.
Yeah, that's fair.
I hate cooking bacon, though, because, you know, you cook it, you get like 6 pieces, and you set the other 6 or 7 in the pan. By the time you get those done, you only got 2 pieces left. Like, what the hell?
Well, that's the point.
That's why I put them in the, that's why I put them in the oven.
See, oh, that's good idea.
It also depends on what kind of bacon you like. Like, I like chewy bacon, which I think
thick cut. With two C's.
I don't mind the thick cut, but it's got to be, I don't want to bite into it and it snaps. I want to chew it.
I want right in between.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it's a little chewy, but a little crispy at the same time.
And it feels almost like it's melting as you chew it.
That is exactly right.
Anyway.
So there's breakfast talk with the Rancor's Brothel.
Yeah, I'm starving now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, I had it.
Thanks, guys.
There used to be a Denny's. I don't know if there's a Denny's over there anymore.
Man, I haven't had Denny's in a long time.
It's garbage, but when you're in the mood, it's like, doesn't matter.
There's a Denny's in a
Love. Where is there still a Sunshine Cafe?
Loves. Probably near
in the Daleville exit off 69.
Oh, nice. I bet there's a Sunshine Cafe in Muncie.
I bet
$20
always
a Sunshine Cafe in Muncie.
God, there used to be one on East Washington. I'd be in there.
Yep. Yep, I knew it. There's a Sunshine Cafe in Muncie.
Wow.
Still open 7 a.m. tomorrow. I like breakfast. Breakfast is such a good one. Breakfast is solid.
I think I'm doing the. I'm definitely
cooking eggs and bacon grease in the morning.
Hell yeah, brother. I'm going to have to go pretty soon. That is probably a terrible place to end. How are we going to end this?
I don't know. You guys are talking to her.
I don't. I feel
she
like.
She is an enigma.
Yeah. And I'm struggling to fully.
I feel like she was scrutinizing you and decided that you were actually being honest, and it's not just all bullshit.
Could be.
Yeah, I got.
Because
yeah.
You like actually revealed something about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to get to a point where I want to get to the library. I want to see if we can get in, and I want to before we leave, and I want to get this started.
If you want to move from breakfast, you can go straight to.
The library. How do you feel about that, Jeff? You want to move from breakfast?
Yeah, I'm all good.
So you go to the British Museum
and immediately get murdered.
Oi!
It's a historical reenactment.
She can get you both access. You both have credentials. They can note you that you are professors interested in stuff, and she can sort of take you to the archives. So she's not actually physically reviewing the tablets.
No, it's a digital.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you're all sort of in a
microfiche.
You're all sort of in a cubicle, kind of. And she's like clicking through them on a computer. So that's kind of why you think that she, one of the reasons why she might have been like, what are you going to do? Because she's like clicking through images and she's kind of saying, OK, what do you have and what can you share with me? And I can start to look at the translations and see where I can fill in the gaps.
Okay. Is there only one station? Could
she's sort of set up at one station. Theoretically,
Susan
could do another station if that's okay. What you guys wanted to do.
Yeah, let's do
I
that.
Don't know what Kasim would do.
Yeah, that's a great question. I just hang out. I there's literally nothing I can do. Okay. But I do not want to leave them. I don't want to go out on my own. I want to play it safe. I want to stay here.
Did you guys take Rassam's notes with you?
I would presume not. They were using the notes with part of the translation.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could be establishing contacts to reach back out to Al Rabini, who's going to be in Baghdad. Yeah. That if you guys have questions about anything, you can be like, what are his notes on this?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Kasim, make me an alertness roll.
Nope.
Okay.
Everything's good.
How's your alertness roll not 100 at this point?
I know, right? Yeah.
Because you've failed every single time.
So we'll
seems an egghead. He's not really
May
with it.
May 12th on a seems failed alertness roll. That sounds great. Spencer needs to go. That sounds like an ending, not a great ending. Especially not a great ending for you guys, but failed alertness.
Okay.
God, I want bacon so bad.
That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. I don't wanna